28-23, that's where we are on the scoreboard. And as we start the second half, it'll be West Plains basketball. Starting five out there, Briggs Houston, Jared Kraft, Clayton Robbins, Ethan Tuma, and Josiah Long. Starting five for Helias, Jordan Pillman, Alex Wood, Case Winiger, Landon King, and Sam Lopez. Inbound to the backcourt. West Plains has played very smart, very good basketball here through the first half. Tuma drives the baseline, puts up a runner, hits the side iron. It won't go, so a little bit of a rush shot there up the right sideline. Down the middle of the floor, Scharnhorst got caught, traveled with it in the paint, and he is guilty of turnover number six against the Helias Crusaders. In the first half, Ethan Tuma, or Jared Kraft, that is, had 6 points. Josiah Long had four. Clayton Robbins had seven. Four for Briggs Houston, all from the line, and two for Jacob Moore. Here's a steal at midcourt. Take it away, Pillman all the way, right-hand dunk. And he did that with relative ease, 30-23. Points off turnovers right there. And now Helias, what are they going to do the second half? They're going to jump and trap and try to force bad passes. And there's a foul as they trap the sideline in front of the West Plains bench. Well, now you know. If you're West Plains, you know what to expect. This is much different than the first half. First half, they did not pressure much at all. Now they run to trap the ball. Ethan Tuma going backward, passes up ahead. Bad pass, loose on the floor, picked up by Catholics. And we'll have a jump ball. It'll be Helias basketball. Ethan Tuma had the ball just the other side of midcourt. I'd say about 15 feet on the other side of midcourt. And had two guys running. I mean, he backed up all the way nearly to the baseline at the other end and then threw the pass down the middle of the floor. And that's what they're banking on West Plains doing. Here's a three left side Pillman. That's an air ball. Ball's going to be saved back in bounds, picked up by Tuma. 30-23. Everything's going to be all right if we can get a bucket here. Tuma over Clayton Robbins. There's Briggs. That's what this will do. It'll open up inside on the wing. Clayton Robbins dribbles baseline, pump fake. Goes up with a right-hand shot, shot an air ball. Briggs needs to shoot that ball when he gets it on the block. Bounce pass to the right corner. Back down shot, Scharnhorst. Step through, left-hand layup is good. Maybe a good time for a timeout. You're still in it, but the trend is going the wrong way. Ethan Tuma over the timeline, over to the right side, Jared Kraft. High post, Briggs Houston. Do what will get you a bucket. Here's a three on the wing by Robbins. No good. Tipped out, picked up by Tuma. Ethan left wing. Josiah Long baseline. Jared Kraft. Go with something that will give you a great chance. Kraft at the elbow to the point. Briggs Houston with it. Hands it back to Jared Kraft. 32-23. In the left corner, Tuma. Dribbles out to the point. Lob pass to Briggs Houston. Double team. Back to the corner. Tuma baseline, feeds it back, bad pass, tipped away, stolen, third turnover in the first 2.5 minutes. Bounce across on the drive. Here's a shot no good, but a foul on the break. And that'll put Sam Lopez on the line. He'll shoot two shots for the Jeff City Helias Crusaders. Third foul call on Clayton Robbins. So West Plains has 6 total fouls tonight, 3 on Clayton Robbins and 3 on Briggs Houston. Here's the free throw. First one is good. 10-point game, 33-23. So what would that tell you? That should tell you that Helias is being very aggressive, taking the ball to the basket and at West Plains big guys. Here's the next one good. 34-23. Helias has outscored us 6-0 to start the half. Kraft over to Moore. Briggs Houston hands it back to Jacob. Left side, Josiah Long, and Briggs Houston was wide open and no one was looking for it. Down low. On the right side, Josiah Long steps through all the way. Left hand running layup off the board, good. And a whistle and a timeout called by West Plains. Josiah Long breaks the ice, makes it 34-25. And we get a timeout on the floor, and we'll take timeout here, 30 seconds on KDY.
The The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
5 minutes, 7 seconds to go. In the third quarter, first round of the 89th Bolivar Liberator Invitational. On the right baseline, a drive and a travel, and no, stepping out of bounds. Sean Hart stepped out of bounds as he went to the right baseline and turns the ball over. .450 to play in the third. West Plains down by nine. Jared Kraft with it. Middle of the floor near the jump circle. Now on the left side, Jacob Moore. Ball fake. Steps in, gives it back to Kraft, who circles out and out the left point. High screen to the left. He goes to the right. Steps through. Right-hand float shot. Good by Jared Kraft from 10 feet. Jared has eight. 34-27, and again, West Plains staying in the game. Down the paint, left corner pass, wide open three, look is good. Billman with the three. And he has 20 points tonight. He is a really good player. Briggs Houston drives in, puts it up off the board, good, cutting down the right side of the lane. Briggs Houston's first field goal, he has 6 points. 37-29, they'll post up inside. Here's a muscle move up and good by Alex Wood, his first basket of the ball game. He just put his shoulder into Briggs and muscled it up from the right low block. Josiah Long, front court, picks up the dribble, lobs across, now back out to the right sideline. Jared Kraft, low block. Here's Briggs, turns inside, goes up. Body contact, nothing happens there, no whistle, ball out of bounds, last touch by West Plains. Mason Miller will lobby for the next call as he comes down the West Plains bench. And that's a smart thing to do. Instead of getting ultra mad and just screaming at the guy for maybe missing the call, you use a little diplomacy, quiet diplomacy. Left baseline, Pillman goes in, pulls up, shoots from 10, no good. Lopez gets it, though, on the rebound. Over the top pass to the right side. Gilman on the left wing. Baseline all the way. Lays it up and in. Sailing in from the wing. He now has 22. 41-29. Late whistle. I mean a late whistle. And a foul's going to be called on a reach in as Ethan Puma just brought the ball up the court and Gilman just kind of reached over and swiped at it. 1001, 1002, whistle. That'll be his second foul. Kraft up high for West Plains, needing the basket, and the ball slapped away and out stolen. Long up the floor, right-hand layup is up. It's good by Austin Weaver. Off the turnover. West Plains has thrown it away 13 times tonight. In the left corner, Josiah Long. They're not looking in. They should be. And now tie-ups, and now reach in. What do we got? Timeout. Timeout on the floor by West Plains. 2:19 to go in the third. Score 43-29. Elias leads the Scissors. And we are back in 1 minute on KDY.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
Here in the third quarter, Elias has outscored West Plains 15-6. They've stretched that 5-point lead out, and now it's a 14-point lead. And inbounding the ball will be Ethan Tuma for West Plains. Out near the timeline, Jared Kraft has it. Back over to the left side, Ethan Tuma. Man, he had Briggs open, couldn't get him the ball. Over the top to the right corner. Jacob Moore now gets it inside, knocked away from Briggs, but he'll chase it down to the corner. Gives it over, Josiah Long had it stripped away. 2-on-1 break, left-hand driving layup, good, foul in the play, basket count, Sam Lopez with the bucket. A lot of the turnovers, especially here in the second half, against West Plains has resulted directly into a basket at the other end. Alex Wood checks back in for Elias. He'll come in for Sean Hart. Free Free throw shooter for the three-point play, Sam Lopez. It's good. .46-29. This thing got away quick. In the right corner, Tuma got a three look. It's up and it's good. Ethan Tuma with his first basket. From right in front of the West Plains bench, 46-32. It's going to be hard to get enough stops to get a comeback against this team. Bounce pass on the back cut. Now back to the left corner on the bounce pass. In the lane, here's a turn, high off the board. No good, rebounded by Ethan Tuma. Tuma back outside to Kraft. Lob pass in the paint. There's Briggs with it. Inside-out pass. Tuma dribbles around the defender. Baseline, pull-up shot. Front of the rim, no good. Comes off into the hands of Alex Wood. Back come Elias. Wood will set a screen out high. Lopez doesn't need it. 1 minute to go in quarter number three. They'll post up. Wood inside. They can't get him a basketball. Now Austin Weaver out front. Point guard Sam Lopez guarded by Ethan Tuma. Bounce it across now on the right side. Alex Schoenhardt, left point, left corner. They'll take the baseline all the way in. Lopez puts it up, no good. Ball will be rebounded by West Plains, momentarily at least. Now it's still loose. Then we'll get a tie up, and it'll be West Plains basketball. So 31.8 to be precise. Seconds left. Third quarter of play. Still a ways to go. We've got a full quarter and 31 seconds. But we're going to have to stop throwing the ball away and start making some shots. Clayton Robbins gets it in late finally to Kraft. Ethan Tuma has it. Ethan back to Jared Kraft. 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. Kraft, they'll jump him with a double team. Right side, Tuma, they'll jump him with a double team. He steps out of that, feeds it up ahead. Mahan feeds it across, up and under shot. Good by Clayton Robbins on a terrific pass by Grant Mahan. Just came in the ball game. Now in the front court, here's a three from the right point. Good, that's the horn, and that's the end of the quarter. Landon King knocks in the three. Clayton Robbins scored at the other end. But West Plains, in the quarter, outscored 21-11, and they trail, going to the fourth, 49-34, back in 90 seconds on KDY.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
Underway in the fourth, West Plains picks up a turnover from Elias, and a foul now at the offensive end, as Briggs Houston will be fouled on the play, and that'll be foul number one of quarter number four. Once you get to five, you shoot two shots until the sun burns out. Third foul call on Alex Wood. And now a throw away on the inbound play, and West Plains will give it right back. Front court, Austin Weaver for the Elias Crusaders, going for win number 11 tonight. Left side, Weaver will shoot the three. It's no good. Ball comes off to Grant Mahan. And now West Plains will bring it up. You take it to the side, you're going to get trapped to the right baseline. Mahan, hook pass, hits the bottom of the backboard, turned over. And they try to score on turnovers, but they'll hold it up this time. 1 minute played in the fourth. Here's a three. Good. Landon King makes it 52-34. Kraft, travel with the basketball. As he cut in from the right side. 17 turnovers on West Plains. Up the right side, Weaver will get it to the high post. Here's a shot for a three off the catch and good by Landon King. Landon King, a senior. They have a core of three seniors on this team. On the right side, now the wing. Here's Briggs Houston for three, and it's good. Briggs Houston connects from way downtown. 55-37. Here's Tillman, drives the baseline, and a hand check foul will be called before the shot. That'll be on Grant. Nope. It's going to be a hand check foul instead on Briggs Houston, his fourth. No, wrong again. All right, third try. Clayton Robbins picks up his fourth foul. Inbound play, shot up, no good. Rebounded by Josiah Long. Left wing, Kraft. Clayton Robbins in the Mayhem. And he'll be fouled from behind. And that'll stop the clock with 5:46 to go. Third foul on Pillman, so... West Plains ball underneath. Josiah gets it into Kraft. Lob out front, nearly stolen. Boy, they read these players' eyes, and they go where the ball is going, not where it is. Luke Von Allman in the ball game for West Plains. Left side. Josiah Long, bounce pass underneath. And the shot is up, no good, but a foul on the play was 5:27 to play. And they'll put West Plains on the free throw line. Briggs Houston, who's been good there tonight. He's got 4 out of 4 from the line and has 9 points. And good. So he's in double figures with 10. And that also makes him the leading scorer tonight. Next one is good. He is 6 out of 6 from the line. 55-39. And now a near turnover in the Ohio's front court. Ball safe and going out of bounds in the left corner. And now the Crusaders set their offense. Pass out high. Sean Hart. Ball deflected. Now in the left corner. Here's an open shot for a three. No good. Weak side rebound foul on Clayton Robbins. And he just fouled out of the basketball game. So Clayton fouls out of the game with 9. So Clayton is done. Grant Mahan will have to come back in the ball game. Out there with Luke Von Allman, Josiah Long, Jared Kraft, and Briggs Houston. Right corner, catch and shoot for a 3. No good. And a foul on the rebound will go against West Plains. Luke Von Allman will be called for going over the back for the board. And now the inbound play from right of the Helias basket. Out front, a hand check foul on Josiah Long. So that's team foul number 4. This last 5 minutes may take a while. Josiah Long with his first foul. And the official with the basketball says, come to the other side of the floor. So we can throw this in. And the technically correct, here's the inbound play. Filming on the inbound pass. Gets it inbounds to Alex Schoenhart. Low baseline. Up and under, right-hand shot. No good. Pillman threw it in and went to the basket. Got a pass, but couldn't finish the play. But he got fouled. 4:44 to play. Second personal foul on Jared Kraft for West Plains. First attempt is good. Pillman's just been a machine tonight. He's got 23, may get 24. So, 57-39. Grant Mahan will throw the ball in, does to Kraft. Grant up the right side, gets in the front court. They're going to trap again, pass out to the point, left wing pass, Josiah. Down the key, all the way, right-hand drive. Up and around and good. Foul on the play. Basket counts. Josiah Long with a terrific shot. As he took it strong to the basket, curling from the left wing down the middle. Contact. Basket. Foul number 2 on Sam Lopez for Jeff City Helias. 57-41. Here's Josiah with a three-point play attempt, and it's good. 57-42. Up the middle of the floor, Lopez will be fouled in the open floor, and that'll be the 15th foul on West Plains, and that'll put them on the line. 4.5 to go in the ball game. Foul number two on Josiah Long. Sam Lopez will be the free throw shooter. He is 3 out of 3 tonight, but he missed this one. Final game of the opening round of this tournament coming up next. It'll be the host team Bolivar against the Thayer Bobcats. Next try is good. 58-42. Over the top pass, Luke Von Allman will get the ball across, tipped away, picked back up by Luke, wraparound pass inside. Briggs Houston goes up. He got fouled by Pillman. And that'll be his fourth. So 4:17 to play. 58-42, two shots for Briggs Houston. First try is good. Briggs Houston leads the way with 12 tonight. And make it 13. 58-44. West Plains down by 14, but you know, they've given a pretty good account of themselves, I think. Best team that West Plains has seen in a while. Lopez in the front court for the Crusaders. Takes it all the way in. Left-hand layup is good. 60-44. Kraft front court double team up ahead. Josiah Long got a three. Shoots the three. Missed the three. Rebound down to the Crusaders and Austin Weaver. 3:45 to go. 16-point game. Down the key all the way in. Turn to the middle. Right-hand shot good. Foul to play. Basket counts. Case Winiger will get his second field goal plus a free throw to go along with it. Jacob Moore will pick up the personal foul. That'll be his first. Free throw shooter, Pillman. Free throw is good for the Winiger. Did they give that to... No, that was. It was 20, not 30. Case Winiger now with the three-point play there and has 8 points. And West Plains ball in the backcourt. Lob up ahead. Two-on-two break. Jacob feeds it back. Shot by Luke Von Allman for a three is an air ball. Picked up underneath the basket. Winiger has it. On the right side to the corner. 3:15 to go. Down the paint. Lopez pass across is stolen away by Ethan Tuma. Over on the left side of the floor, left wing, here's a shot for a three. No good. Ball goes to the right corner. Chased down by Sean Hart. And back come the Crusaders. Three in the right corner. Air ball by Pillman. Now lob up ahead. Ball tipped and stolen back. Up ahead, the layup is up and in. Basket by Case Winiger. 65-44. Right corner, open shot by Luke Von Allman is good. Luke connects with a three in the corner. 65-47. And out the other end, here's a drive and a dunk by Pillman as he beat West Plains down the floor and swooped in on the right side. He's got 26. Now a travel on West Plains as they get the ball into the front court. They'll empty the Helias bench here. And West Plains commits their 19th turnover on the ball game. Helias with it with 2:10 to go. 20-point game. We're on the right side with it. Graham Kaufman off the bench. He'll shoot it from the right side. No good. Weak side rebound, put it up and in, and the basket counts, and a foul was called. And Alex Wood with another bucket. He has 4. Foul's on Grant Mahan. His first foul. We're down 2 minutes to go, 69-47. And the free throw is no good. Rebounded by Josiah Long. Left baseline, Tuma. Now we're going to have a blocking foul call on Elias. With 1:54 to go. These kind of games tend to play out in 5 to 10 second increments. First foul on Gray and Kaufman. Well, that time we played for 5 seconds. First free throw is good. 69-48, Ethan Tumanet with 4. And again, good again. Ethan with 5. Front court, Jordan Sykes off the bench. He lost the basketball. Fight for the ball, loose ball. Finally, it's going to be saved going out of bounds by Helias. That was entertaining. And now ball stolen away. Josiah Long all the way. Steps through, right hand layup, good. Foul on the play, basket counts. What a good move by Josiah Long. He went off the wrong foot from the left side of the key and made a really tough shot look easy. Josiah now has 11. 1:29 left. Free throw is no good. Back come the Crusaders. Pull up shot, right baseline, up and good. Landon King has 11. Elias playing out the string in the corner. Here's Grant Mahan with a 3. No good. Kicked out. They're going to run again all the way down. Here's a reach-in foul with 1:07 to go. And Josiah Long will be called for the foul for West Plains, and that'll be number 3 on him. Neil Wright's going to check in for West Plains. Free throw here. Good. Neil comes in for Josiah Long, who goes directly to the water cooler. And the next one, good. West Plains will sub here. And into the West Plains lineup, freshman Aiden Judd. In the right corner, Tuma with a catch and shoot, air ball. Holy cow, guys. This is a little touchy, isn't it? Here's a push-off foul on the rebound. I mean, he blew the whistle before the ball had even come down below the rim. Four players even had a chance to come together. Second foul call on Luke Von Allman for West Plains. So that means the shooter is Graham Kaufman for Helias. First try, no good. 73-51. Next attempt is good. Kaufman makes it 74-51. Neil Wright in the front court over on the right side. Tuma outside to the point. Ethan Miller in the game for West Plains. He gets it to the left point. Tuma's going to shoot a long 3. No good. High rebound comes off. Ball hit the backboard support. 41 seconds to go, so it goes back over to Helias. 74-51. Right side, Kaufman back to the point. Sykes has it. West Plains will give a little ground here. Out front, Quade Edwards. Now Seal out front. Ethan Smith all the way, and he missed the layup and right-hand reverse, flipped over the head by Neil Wright. What the heck was that? That's 2 points. 74-53. Wow. He's laughing about it. Everybody should be laughing about it. And that's going to be the end of the ball game. 74-53 is going to be the final score. What happened on that last play? The shot was missed. Neil Wright was coming across the lane from right to left. He caught the ball with his back to the basket, flipped it with his right hand just backward over his head, and it went in. That was crazy. 74-53 is the final. Back in a minute. Wrap it up on KDY.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
Final score in this game. It was a game for a good part of it, but Helias, now 11-4, beats West Plains by a final of 74-53. Scoring for the Scissors with 13 to lead the way was Briggs Houston tonight, 11 for Josiah Long, 9 points for Clayton Robbins, 8.9 for Jared Kraft, 5 points for Ethan Tuma, 3 for Luke Von Allman, and 2 for Neil Wright. Leading scorer in the game, Jordan Fillman for Elias. He had 26 points. 74-53 is the final. And next up, West Plains will play tomorrow afternoon at 5:30. And we'll have that game here on KDY against the loser of Thayer and Bolivar. Here tonight, Catholic, Elias Catholic from Jeff City picks up the win, drops the Scissors to 4-10. So until tomorrow afternoon, thanks to Nate Hudson in the studio and you for your attention during the broadcast. I'm Harlan Hutchison. Final again, Elias 74, West Plains 53. We say goodnight from Bolivar, Missouri.
West Plains Scissor Basketball on Hot Country KDY is brought to you in part by Furo, by West Plains Lock and Key, Monty's Outdoors, A to Z Pump Service, J&J Recovery, by Justin Shelby State Farm, by Bailey Chevrolet, Peterbilt, SMP Auto Glass, Ozarks Healthcare, Edgeler and Harper, Butler Heating and Air, by Habitat for Humanity, also brought to you by The Medicine Shop, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Domino's, by Wilbanks Tire, Rick's Truck Repair, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, by Ozark Hills Insurance, Simmons First Bank, and by Long Electric. Scissor Basketball is a presentation of Ozark Radio Sports, a division of Ozark Marketing Company and Ozark Radio Network.